coming up on 3 and Out.
As Osweiler takes a shotgun snap, pressure starts to break down. Osweiler has the ball, knocked free.
The Broncos let one get away, snapping an 8-game winning streak against the Raiders.
When we all need to execute, you know, me especially, you know, that was definitely probably one of my worst games of all time.
Now, they'll turn the page from the silver and black to the black and yellow, without anything finalized with the quarterback situation.
I mean, nothing has changed, you know, until I sit down and see exactly where Peyton's at.
So much to discuss, but not enough time.
We're going to get it in.
3 and Out starts right now.
Thank you for joining us for this week's 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. A lot on tap for this week's show. We have the QB situation, a recap of the Raiders, and a closer look at the playoff scenario. So let's get things started with first down. Time for first down, and now we're joined by Andrew Mason. And Mace, something interesting from Monday's press conference, Gary Kubiak did not name a starter for the game against the Steelers.
Yeah, he didn't name a starter, but part of that was because they're evaluating the progress of Peyton Manning to this point. He, of course, had 3 throwing sessions last Wednesday, last Thursday, last Friday, then had the weekend off. They want to see where he is and where he can go with his throwing sessions this week before they make a decision one way or another, because as he's often said, I mean, it's still, you know, Peyton Manning is still the starting quarterback.
Yeah, his health, obviously, the main concern there. But Brock Osweiler, in his 4 starts, he hasn't played so bad, and he can't really blame the loss on just one guy.
Yeah, he can't blame the loss on one guy. And, I mean, if you look at the 5 sacks, and, yeah, you can say, okay, he needs to step up in the pocket and not drift. That's something Gary Kubiak mentioned. But at the same time, it's not really he was holding the ball too long, because on the 5 sacks by Khalil Mack, Mack was there in an average of 2.39 seconds. That's gonna be a sack for almost any quarterback.
Yeah, certainly. Some learning moments, though, for Osweiler as he progresses. As for Peyton Manning, head coach Gary Kubiak said he hadn't talked with Manning yet, so it's still a little up in the air whether or not he'll practice this week.
That's the next step, is that he's coming back to practice, you know. And if you're coming back to practice, then you're working toward getting back on the field and playing. So let me see where we're at. You know, I know how we ended last week, and I know what I've been doing since 5 o'clock this morning. So I haven't talked to anybody. I've been doing a lot of evaluation and those type of things.
Time for second down, and now we're joined by Matt Boyer. And Matt, I'm not sure if it would have mattered if Peyton Manning or Brock Osweiler was out there against the Raiders. That was just a tough game all around.
The defense did their job. They were up 12-0 at halftime. But the offense, as you said, 0-for-3 in the red zone. They just couldn't put the Raiders away in the first half. And Coach Gary Kubiak on Monday said it. Had the offense managed to score a couple of touchdowns in the red zone, we might be talking about a completely different game. Coach Jack Del Rio for the Raiders, after the Raiders-Broncos game, said that his team felt like they believed in themselves because they were so close. Again, a couple touchdowns here and there, and we might be talking about a totally different second half. Khalil Mack, maybe he's not as fired up to go after Brock Osweiler and the offense in that second half. But I think the silver lining here is that it forces the Broncos to iron out some of the wrinkles with the offensive line, get the running game back on track. C.J. Anderson might be back this week. That should help out the Broncos' running game. So a lot of things to look at, but it's a good maybe to have this loss now than in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. It could get you refocused here for this final playoff push with 3 games to go. Head coach Gary Kubiak said, hey, frustrations are okay. This is what we do for a living. It's okay to be frustrated. The main thing, though, is to put that behind them and get focused on the Steelers come Wednesday.
We ain't doing enough to win, but like after watching the film, you know, I feel like there's a lot of things we could have did better, obviously, you know, to get the win. But, you know, we just got to put it behind us and focus on Pittsburgh.
It's National Football League, man. Every week you got to turn the page, no matter win or loss. Eventually you got to turn the page, you know. Great win, terrible loss, you got to turn the page regardless. So.
Oh, yeah, it's done deal. We watched the film, we turned the page, now it's over with. Now we just focus on Pittsburgh, what we got to do to get this win. It's pivotal game for us to bounce back, and I think we can do it.
It's time for third down, and now we bring in Ben Swanson. We call him the professor because of the beard and the return of the gray sweater.
Oh, it's the time of year.
Not really a Christmas sweater, though, huh?
No, but it's a cold weather sweater.
It's the return of the gray sweater. And the professor is here. And just like the Broncos said, hey, we're turning the page there, we'll turn the page as well and look ahead to the Steelers game. You see what I did there?
Yes, I did. And I really hope that nickname sticks. Pittsburgh game is going to be a lot of fun. just looking at the matchups, the passing game and the passing defense of the Broncos, so exciting. Wide receiver core led by Antonio Brown, and then Big Ben back in the pocket for the Steelers, swinging the ball over the field. He will not be afraid to test the Broncos secondary, which has been leading the league, has not allowed a single 300-yard game. That's just the premier matchup, and the impact that the game could have for playoff picture is also really big for both the Steelers and the Broncos.
Yeah, like you mentioned, the playoff impact in this game, huge. Let's take a look at the current playoff standings. Patriots there at 11-2 in the top spot. Cincinnati and Denver tied at 10-3. You have Indianapolis and Houston tied atop the AFC South. And then, like you mentioned, three teams, Kansas City, the Jets, and Pittsburgh, sitting there at 8-5, fighting for two final wild card spots.
Well, I think you have to look at Kansas City there with the inside track. Their schedule coming down to the line here. 13-26 is their combined record for the last three games. That's best out of those last three teams. Whether Pittsburgh beats the Broncos or loses, that could decide those last two spots. And then if Pittsburgh beats the Broncos, and the Broncos are suddenly in a really tight race for the AFC West, and, you know, kind of thought this was locked up a while back, and all of a sudden maybe it's not. And if you lose that game, then perhaps you're on the road first week in the playoffs, and then all bets are off.
It's crazy to think about it because the Chiefs are so hot. Also, the Bengals game looming ahead, but the Broncos can't pay attention to that. They just need to take care of business, and focus on beating the Steelers.
Yeah, they're playing really well. Probably one of the hotter teams in football. A lot of big play players. Ben's as good as there is in this business, you know, sitting back there throwing it, hard to get to, hard to get down. So, yeah, and having to go there and play, you know, so they're playing really well right now as a team.
Great weather, hopefully, you know. Three receivers, three corners, good quarterback, good rush. We're going to get it in.
It's time for fourth down, so let's punt things over to Scott Ward in our social media department. We'll answer your questions, but first, a quick message from American Financing.
Nothing's better than being at home. It's where your best moments happen, so make the right call. To American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based, so they're only focused on taking care of you. You can get pre-qualified in 10 minutes and can close in as fast as 10 days. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
All right, welcome back. Best part of the show. Congratulations, you made it. First question this week from Daniel Gonzalez, always our number one fan. Are we still in Super Bowl or bust mode? Mace, what do you think?
Sorry, Daniel, I was dancing a bit, but I have to give you a dance because you're such a regular on here. As for Super Bowl or bust mode, well, I would never say that the Broncos were in Super Bowl or bust mode. Obviously, you want to win. That's your goal every year, but you've heard it time and again from John Elway. It's about winning from now on, not simply winning now, and that means building a sustainable program that, okay, you may have a bad year here and there, but more often than not, you're going to be in that championship conversation. And you can look at some of the deals the Broncos made and didn't make this year. I mean, Joe Thomas, you know, they were in their mix for him right up until the trade deadline, but when the price got too high, the Broncos had to back away. And yeah, that might be a little bit painful in the present, but the Broncos didn't want to mortgage their future for one player. And that's what smart organizations do. If the price gets too high, you know, those organizations, they'll back away. They'll focus on the players they have and then go forward and make their future plans from there. That's what Green Bay does. Baltimore's having a bad year, but over the long haul, that's what they do. That's what the Broncos are trying to do.
As usual, Mace with some moves. Next question is from Austin Shook. Pretty simple. What are we going to do about the O-line? Mitch, that's yours.
Austin, that's a great question, but Scott, are you messing up my name on purpose again?
What do you mean?
Scott, there's a list of M names above your desk. I can see it.
Max, just answer the question.
Okay, fine. Listen, the Broncos offensive line, while young, I think they're going to be fine for the stretch run. You look at guys like Michael Schofield and Max Garcia. Both guys have limited experience as starters. I think that both of those guys will take away plenty of things from this Raiders game. Schofield said on Monday that this is one of the worst games he's ever played. And if that is true, I think he's going to have a lot to look at as far as film-wise. He'll get those things corrected. And I think that the Broncos as a whole will get healthier as the season goes along and hopefully figure out some of those wrinkles to the offensive line.
Nice one, Monty. Final question. Got a lot of them. Are the Broncos practicing catching balls? Fans are obviously frustrated. Swanee, talk them off the ledge.
These guys are professionals. I mean, I know the drops that happened in that game were kind of heartbreaking, especially at the moments that they happened, especially for Vernon Davis, who said he knew he was wide open and got so excited, and then he kind of lost focus and kind of looked a little bit too far ahead in the play. So they'll be back. They'll have a renewed focus, renewed concentration on righting those wrongs. And, you know, last year we saw Demaryius had a kind of a tough opening few games. Comes back, has an amazing game against the Cardinals, and goes on to have another 1,400-yard season. It's all about how they bounce back. I'm sure this week they'll be looking to get those behind them and just clear their mind and get back to what they know best.
Yep, Swanee, that's catching footballs. Great questions, adequate answers. Phil, back to you.
Thank you very much, Scott. That's going to do it for this week's show. If you liked what you heard here, we'll have plenty more on the BTV Live pregame show ahead of the Steelers game. We'll be all in Pittsburgh on the field getting you ready for that one. But before we go, special thanks to Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, and Ben Swanson. Also, Austin Brink behind the camera. I'm Phil Milani, and that's been this week's 3 and Out presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans.